Some ex-offenders and men and women on work release are teaming up to paint a mural in Philadelphia's Feltonville neighborhood. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the group is hoping the city can help find them a career in painting.
15 people are working in the basement of the Feltonville Recreation Center, putting paint on parachute cloth that will eventually become a mural for the center. Kalo Reed says after spending time incarcerated, he joined the program. His only prior painting experience was kitchens and bathrooms.
I actually changed my whole lifestyle. I wake up 6 o'clock in the morning now. Gotta be here by 9, so gotta be here half an hour early before I get my routine on.
Artist Carlos Lopez Rosa says the group works on the mural in a paint-by-numbers format, filling in areas of parachute cloth with special paint.
The system is created so you, even if you don't have that much of experience for painting murals or art, you are able to paint it anyways.
Brandon Wallace says he spent time in prison for fighting and selling drugs, but now after working on his second mural, he feels he's developing a talent for art.
It feels good. Like I feel different. Like, I feel like a new person because I'm putting on art and murals and stuff with my friends, like new people I met. It's more positive, you know, not negative.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he hopes the program is a stepping stone for ex-offenders to turn their lives around.
There's nothing worse and more frustrating than going up to our prison system and talking to young men and women who clearly are talented and clearly have the ability to succeed. And because of factors in their lives and things that didn't happen or should have happened, they wind up there. But when they get out, there's no reason for them to go back. If we can provide an opportunity for them to produce and to contribute.
The mayor says the rebuild program, funded by a portion of the sweetened beverage tax, could help some ex-offenders find jobs that will give them another chance. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.